Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Kansas City, Mike Pennell. That's how we start this groove. This is Slap Your Mama by the Groove Tenders.
I like that.
Wednesday morning here. It's going to look like this all day.
2 o'clock, it's supposed to be sunny today.
What's on the docket for the menu tonight, boys?
I don't know. Today, my wife has got C10. They're doing a trick-or-treat for the kiddos today down at Operation Breakthrough, so she'll be going down to that.
Nice.
I made that soup last night, Dusty. And
first go at it?
Yeah, first go at
now
it.
Now you tinker.
Now you do. Now you got to tinker. You and I kind of talked about it yesterday. It is a Portuguese kale and chorizo soup. And it is, I used andouille sausage though, instead of the chorizo on that. And I think I may have screwed that one up. I didn't care for the andouille sausage, but it was out of the stuff that I found at Hy-Vee was like from some like famous, you know, smokehouse up in Wisconsin. I'm like, oh, I've seen that advertised on the Brewers game on the box before. Let me buy this one. Not so good. I was really disappointed by that.
Yeah, it wasn't tickling your fancy.
Yeah, so yeah. I think I probably used the wrong sausage, but the soup nonetheless was good. And then, you know, this is amazing. And Dusty had said this, he goes, oh, the lemon's really going to add a lot. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm not a huge lemon fan. And then I had the first batch. I'm like, squeeze a little bit of lemon in there, change the whole flavor profile.
Oh, there you go.
Whole flavor profile was changed.
It
was
smash. Great.
The C in my middle name stands for culinary. Uh-huh. It doesn't. It stands for Curtis.
Oh.
Dustin Curtis Likens. That's the actual name. That's when I knew I was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You could hear that.
Yeah.
You could hear that mother's voice from down the block.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when the nights got quicker. When it gets dark, get your ass home.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, bottom nine.
But see, that was the difference. Our moms were screaming at us, right? They were screaming to us to come home.
Just to get there to open the door. Oh, Amber, help her again.
Again?
Some kids don't eat. You're right. This is really good. Love you, Mom.
You're right. Never mind. That's great. Thank you.
Random stat of the day. Just saw this. Kershaw, Stafford, Scheffler, all same high school.
That's cool. I knew, obviously, Kershaw and Stafford did. We've heard that about 1,000 times.
Who's accomplished more?
Stafford? I don't know Kershaw? The answer. Kershaw probably. I mean, he's pitched for 30
World
years.
Series MVP, two-time World Series champion.
Yeah.
MVP, Cy Young.
Yeah, there's more individual accolades for a baseball player to get easier than it is for a football player.
Yeah, maybe so. Golfer. Yeah. Well, golfer too.
Everybody's individual.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying easier than football, but yes, most sports are probably easier than football because the only individual award Stafford can get what? MVP, comeback player of the year.
Comeback player of the year, offensive player of the year, maybe.
All pro, Pro Bowl.
MVP. So we've listed a lot.
There's a couple. Yeah.
And Aaron Donald won Super Bowl MVP the year they won the Super Bowl, right?
I believe that's correct.
A lot of people thought it could have gone to Cup.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that was the 13-7 game or something like that, right? Like, that was the final in that game?
No,
was,
no.
Was that the close one?
It was like 28-10 or something like that. It was Cincinnati and the Rams.
It was a really close game,
It was a close game.
It came down to the last drive.
And then Donald sacked Burrow and goes, give me my ring.
That's right. That's exactly what that was. Yeah, which brings up why Mike Pinnell is back here in Kansas City. And we told you that yesterday on X, formerly Twitter, that
I didn't tell anybody that.
Pinnell is back. I did. But, we had that yesterday for you. And that's a big signing. I never thought he should have gotten cut. I thought that was a mistake all
Chris
along,
Jones.
Right? Like, I don't think anybody thought that Mike Pinnell should have gotten cut, you know, from this team. And it makes you wonder, like, man, why did we do that? And so sometimes you make mistakes, as we've talked about. Not everybody is perfect, even Brett Veach and Brett Veach Town. Sometimes you make those mistakes. But the worst part about making a mistake is not recognizing the mistake and rectifying the mistake and fixing that mistake. And they did that yesterday. They made that mistake in letting Mike Pinnell go, which I think was a mistake. Again, maybe there was something else that was going on. But again, we all have our opinions and whatnot. They had the rookies. They probably wanted to give them time and probably were going to give them time. And then, you know, Norman Lear snapped his, you know, ACL. And so he's out for the year. So you need help. So you go back to somebody that you're familiar with, that, you know, you like, that's now on his third tour of duty here in Kansas City, Mike Pinnell. But I think Mike Pinnell is a really good football player. Like, I'm excited the fact that Mike Pinnell is coming back to this team and is going to be, you know, kind of lining up next to Chris Jones. And you keep talking about Chris Jones wanting this guy. Like, I think Chris was pretty pissed off when he was cut, too.
Yeah, he said, bring my boy back, Mike Pinnell, a couple weeks ago in a press conference. And, Mac, I don't know if you saw this graphic yesterday on Twitter. I think Chris Jones played 30 defensive snaps, zero pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his worst game since, what, 2020?
2021 playoff game against Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Was that? No, the 2021 playoff game. Oh, that's the playoff game everybody forgot. That was Roethlisberger's last game. Yeah.
18-16?
No.
Oh, yeah,
that was
early.
We swamped Pittsburgh in that game. Yeah, no, this was one. That, again, you forget this playoff game because it's such an insignificant playoff game. I say that. I'm so spoiled now. Mission Hill's problems, right? Oh, that was an insignificant playoff game against Pittsburgh.
Must be nice.
Yeah, exactly. The must be nice guy. But, yeah, you very, very, very vaguely remember that game. I think it was pretty much a blowout for the Chiefs that year.
Yeah,
but
it was.
This was the quote 12 days ago.
Yeah.
What does this team miss in Mike Pinnell? Chris Jones said everything, and hopefully, you know, life throws a full circle, and we get my guy back. Mike Pinnell is a heck of a locker room guy, and you know so many things I can say about my brother. We've got to get my brother back.
Yeah, and they did, and they got him back yesterday, and that's a great signing for the Chiefs. And again, you made a mistake. You corrected that mistake. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Yeah, I effed that up. Let me go get the guy's available now. Let's bring him back in here. And even if you don't think he is the perfect fit, and I'm talking about the organization, right? You know he's a perfect fit for your guys out there. And your guys are out there busting their ass.
Like Adam Frazier.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. And you bring those guys back into your locker room that may not fill up the stat sheet, but there's just something about them that works. You're right. The Adam Frazier thing, the Raul Labanez type of move. There's certain guys that come in that are just those glue guys. I hate to say this one because I know everybody's going to throw tomatoes at me. Daniel Sorensen was kind of that guy. Like, I know from an outsider standpoint, the fans are like, oh, Dan Sorensen, that guy made plays. That guy had moments. That guy was kind of that guy that, you know, brought everything together and is doing his deal. And so now I'm hoping, and I think you are as well, Dusty, this helps Chris Jones out a little bit, getting to that quarterback. Because if you're not pressuring the quarterback, what are we doing here, right?
Yeah, I saw this yesterday from How About Those Chiefs, wonderful podcast, great insight. If you want to check them out, he's got some really good stuff on his socials and his podcast. And he put this, man, what the heck? Per NFL Pro, Chris Jones was held without a pressure across 30 pass rushes against the Commanders. Only 5 of his 30 pass rushes resulted in a positive rush. That the last time Jones was held without a pressure was the 2021 wildcard game against the Steelers. Maybe that's a big reason why Washington in the first half was getting 5 yards a play.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is an anomaly. This has now happened twice in the last 5 years or 4 years, whatever you want to say, but that is an eye-opening stat for me, at least, because if Chris Jones is going to consistently get double-teamed and it's going to be a tough time for him to get back there, then, you know, at least get some sort of pressure in there. Like, if you're not going to get – I think he has, what, 1 sack on the season?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to get the sacks, like, you got to be able to get to the pressure of the quarterback and to see that against Washington. And I don't know enough about their offensive line, about how great it is. I know Laramie Tunsil was in and out of that game. But that – to me is a little bit of a concern. And I think the biggest thing that Mike Pinnell brings is maybe a little bit of a surge in Chris Jones. Mm-hmm. And I know that that might sound, you know, fanboyish of, you know, being a local media guy, but again,
You put that guy in the defensive line, you know how he works, you know his tendencies. He knows when Chris is going to get this sort of maybe like a chip or maybe a double, and then he can do whatever he needs to do because somebody's going to have to be that guy. Now, Carl Loftus had a good game on Monday night as well, and he kind of took advantage of that for once. But it would be nice to see if Mike Pinnell can bring that presence of not only another guy in the line, not only another guy in your locker room that understands this team and what it needs to do to get through, but also Mike Pinnell kind of has a chip on his shoulder as well. Mm-hmm. Like the Chiefs did not want him on the team this year.
Right.
Clearly and evidently obvious. They brought him back. So now the momentum has shifted back to him. So whether they called him and had a bouquet of flowers and a box of chocolates and all this sort of stuff and said, hey, Mike, maybe we missed the bag here. Maybe we messed up. Welcome back. Yeah, I'm going to show you why you messed up.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Sounds great.
Sounds great.
And also this guy next to you, 95, who's your boy, your man at the front line that goes to the war with you. All right, let's see this happen again. And then all of a sudden, you get that against Buffalo because you are going to need to pressure this quarterback.
That's right.
More than you think because he's got a guy in number four that he can dump it off and he can do whatever he wants with his legs and his vision and cook. And if Josh Allen has time to throw, it ain't Marcus Mariota. It ain't Geno Smith. It ain't injured Lamar Jackson. It's Josh frickin' Allen, right. And you got to be able to make him mess up.
You do. And look, we all talked about getting Xavier Worthy back, getting Rashee Rice back, and what that was going to do for the offense and how much that was going to help Travis Kelce. Well, the same applies on the defensive side as well. If Chris Jones is the only defensive lineman that's doing anything along that front four, well, then, yeah, they're going to triple team him. They're going to quadruple team him. Now you bring in a guy like Mike Pinnell, and hopefully he can be a guy that applies some pressure and has to be accounted for. On every single play, and then hopefully that opens things up for Chris Jones, just like it has for Travis Kelce, just like it has for Xavier Worthy, just like it has for Hollywood Brown. Having your full complement of players is how you go out there and truly win. And I saw a quote from the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts this morning, and they were talking about his 7-1 start. He goes, I don't really care about that. The season, it comes down to November and December, and that's where we are right now with the Chiefs. We're done. We're done with the preseason. It's over. October, September, all of that has been put away, and it means absolutely nothing with these final 2 months. So you want to put your best foot forward as you go forward in November and December, and you've got this big Buffalo game coming up. You've got a Denver attack that obviously they've got a running back that's scoring 3-4 touchdowns a game. Then you've got the Indianapolis Colts coming up, and their running game is absolutely outstanding, as we know. So you're going to need guys on the defensive line stopping the run and getting to the quarterback. And you're going to need guys on the defensive line that take the attention from the offensive line as well, so they're not slipping up and I'm getting really dorky here, but slipping up to that second level of defense.
And yeah, then we don't need nerds in sports.
I know, we don't, but if Mike Pinnell can hold space, how better is that for the linebackers to run around back there, right? And again, that's not nerdy. That's just football nerd. That's not, well, 6-1, half a dozen of the other carry the X, Y squared. No, we're not doing that, nerd.
No, that's what your kids are doing at home for homework.
It's unbelievable. No
Dad,
idea.
Dad, can you help me with homework? Absolutely.
Oh no, we
not.
Got a math tutor, Dusty. We got the math tutor. Hour a week, you go to the math tutor, you figure this thing out, because we don't. But that's what you have to do. You have to get these guys to respect that defensive line. These guys, I'm talking about the offensive line, not just slip out and then all of a sudden Nick Bolton's, being mugged and, other linebackers are being taken down by the offensive line, because the D line, in theory, is essentially what the offensive line is. Block those guys up front so your skill position players can go out there and make plays. And that really hasn't been happening all that much on the D line. I'm so excited about this move. I love Mike Pinnell. I've got it's like I love Sammy Watkins.
Why don't you marry him?
Yeah, right. It's just certain players like that you just look at and you go, I understand what you do here. I get who you are. I understand your fit, and I understand why things are so successful.
Is anybody on the roster honing the 69 jersey, or is it waiting for Mike Pinnell?
I think it's probably waiting for him.
Because he's been 64 and 69.
Right. 67 he'll go with this time.
And the last two...
Because 6-7 is not taken. If you're Mike Pinnell, you go with 6-7.
6-7, yes.
And then you're out there doing this the whole time. You know.
The last two Super Bowls the Chiefs have won, Mike Pinnell has joined the team
mid-season.
The last two times that they've lost, he was on the team the whole year. So bang, here we go.
Yeah.
Let's keep following this track.
Smash.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so excited. Like, this is such a minor move, but it has me so happy. It really does. It's such a great move.
Also, there's a Super Bowl being played this weekend at Orchard Park. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it is.
And I think one Jim Nance is ready.
Well, I think that they each need...
All right, play from your computer, and maybe it won't come out of the right side of everyone's speaker in the car as we get to Jim Nance here, because he's excited. Go ahead, Mac.
Well, I think that one, they each need one another. if you look at great rivalries in sport, you know, Magic needed Bird. Jack and Arnie needed one another. Mm-hmm. You know, Brady needed Manning and Peyton needed Tom. It goes with the territory. They bring out the best in one another. And you said something at the start of that question about, oh, you know, people sometimes lament, poor Josh, he can't get it done in the postseason. He hadn't done anything wrong. He's played brilliantly in those games.
So Nance is ready.
Yeah. Sounds sick, though, didn't he, a little bit? Didn't he sound a little under the weather to you guys?
He's just probably tired. He's doing a lot of football this time of year. Mm-hmm. But again, this is, we're back. It's Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think, you know, at first you don't agree with what's going on there that, you know, player needs player. But, like, yeah, you think about what he mentions where Arnie needed Jack and Tom needed Peyton. And you can go down the list forever and ever and ever. And we talk about what creates a rivalry in sports, and that is the consistency has to be there, but from both sides.
Both sides.
Right? Buffalo always wins this game. Mm-hmm. We've seen it. It's always been close. And then the playoffs, they play again, and the Chiefs seem to have the advantage every single time, right? Allen's 0-4 against Mahomes in the playoffs, but I think he's, what, like 3-1 in the regular season or something like that against
him? Yeah, 3-1 or 2-2, there's something like that.
And this is a game that the reason why it's a rivalry is because you go into this game and you'll get calls, you'll get texts, you'll get, you know, asked to do things for other radio stations, and it'll be, how do you see this one going out? And I tell people the same thing every single time this game happens. I honestly have no idea. I can tell you what I think is going to happen, but this is one of those games when these two quarterbacks play, you can throw out the top five defenses, you can throw out the bottom interior offenses, and you could say, well, Buffalo's defense is really shata, right? It's not good. And their offense is led by Josh Allen and James Cook, and Patrick Mahomes is the MVP of the league, and their offense is clicking, and their defense is really good. And the final score is 35-37. You're like, what did I just watch? I don't know, but I need a cigarette, and I need 5 minutes.
Well, and this is also, too, one of those situations where we're seeing the greatest individual rivalry in sports right now, and there's nothing better than Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes when it comes to that one-on-one. And I saw Jim Nance's comments yesterday, and I was like, the headline was, you know, they need each other. And I'm like, eh. And then I read the story. Amazing what happens when you read a story, right? It's like, oh, okay, I see where he's coming from on that. And he's absolutely right about that. It is the 1v1 rivalry that is the best in American professional sports right now. It's obviously the best one in the NFL. There's nothing better than those two going at it. And part of the reason why it's good, as Dusty mentioned, it is both-sided. Each team wins. There's an obvious, genuine respect for each other out there. And everybody leaves it on the field when these two teams play. And he was comparing, you know, all of these great rivalries that we saw in sports history, Magic and Bird and Arnie and Jack and all that kind of stuff. He never mentioned Jordan, right? And I was thinking about that. I don't know that Jordan had an individual rival when he was playing. And then he never mentioned Tiger either. And I was thinking, was it Tiger and Phil or is it Tiger and everybody else?
So it's funny you say that because every matchup he mentions, there is a clear 1 and 2.
Yes.
Right? Arnie, Jack. Jack was 1, Arnie was 2. But Every once in a while, Arnie was 1.
Right.
Mahomes and Allen.
Right.
Mahomes 1-1-1. Allen's the MVP. You look at Magic and Bird. I mean, I didn't grow up in that era, but at 1 year, you'd be like, Magic Johnson's best player in the NBA. Next year, you'd be like, dude, it's Larry Bird.
Did you watch that Hollywood Time or whatever? Winning Showtime, Time?
Or winning Time.
Winning did you watch that?
Yes.
So you understand
John
what that
was. John C.
Reilly
was amazing.
Awesome. I can't believe they canceled that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, unless they were threatening lawsuits.
Just making the wrong people upset.
Right? Is that what it was? Making the wrong people
Jerry
upset?
Jerry West was not very happy with the way they portrayed him in that.
He was dead.
Oh, that's right.
When it came out, I don't
know. Oh, Jerry West. I was thinking of Jerry Buss.
No. Jerry West, when it came out, he was like, this is BS. Yeah. This is not me. And they're like, so you're acting like the guy that we're actually portraying you to be, the guy that you're actually acting like?
Well,
that's weird.
But I thought it was just a great. I thought they did a great job of history and telling the story and letting it, like, I'm older, obviously, than you guys, but I don't remember any of that Magic and Bird stuff. That was really before my time, too. I don't remember the Lakers ever being.
I just wanted Genie Buss.
Yeah. Jay Moore, congratulations. Yeah. But you watch it, you start to realize what that was like and what those rivalries were like. But, you know, Mahomes and Allen are it. I mean, we've tried to say Burrow. We've tried to say Lamar.
But who's the number one quarterback in the NFL?
It's Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. That's it. There's nobody else part of that conversation. This is the Manning versus Brady, and we had the clear-cut number one there. It was Tom Brady. There's no doubt about it. And so I love the fact that we do have this rivalry, and I do think after listening to Jim's comments, I'm like, yeah, they do need each other. It's fun to have this rivalry. It's It's awesome to have this rivalry. It's cool this week at 6:30 in the morning as we're getting ready for, you know, Buffalo this weekend. I got the adrenaline going. I got the goosebumps going. Like, I'm ready for this game. I'm excited for this game. This has got the feel of big time on Sunday afternoon.
MJ didn't have an individual. I would say it was the Pistons.
Yeah the team. He had a whole team.
But yeah, there was not an individual.
But once he got rid of them early on in the 90s, then maybe the Knicks.
Well, it's also because nobody could hold Jordan's sack.
Right.
Like, just straight up.
How many people can really hold Mahomes right now? How many people could have held Tigers at that time? I think Tiger and Mahomes and Jordan, they're kind of in a different category than everybody else. I mean, those guys, the three of those guys may be the three best, and Tom Brady I'll put into that category. They may be the four best winners, intense athletes that we've seen in our lifetimes. Now, that really is annoying in the one ear, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, one ear sucks. And out the other, as we continue to battle the technical difficulties here, but our weekly poll segment, since Halloween is Friday, gear up, no doubt, no pun intended, Halloween costumes, let us know what you're going to be. But we go with, what's the best candy bar? Snickers, Reese's, Twix, Butterfinger.
It's Reese's for me.
For sure?
Yeah.
Not even close?
Not even close, yeah.
Don't sleep on the Butterfinger.
No, I love the Butterfinger. Mm. The Butterfinger's good. You better not...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
You say you better not?
Yeah. That's right, I did.
Load management.
I just want to win, Jen.
But yeah, so weekly poll question on the Fan 965. Best candy bar because it is Halloween themed. Snickers, Reese's, Twix, Butterfinger. We get to Jay Binkley on the other side. We'll have him answer the question. He's going to do this. Let me tell you something. Dustman, you read a zero bar? That's right. He's into zero bars.
No, he isn't.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.